From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Florida employers cut 1,234 jobs in June, but that's down 45% from a year ago, according to new numbers from outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. In Miramar, Red Ventures' marketing firm laid off 225 employees. Miami-Dade County and its police department laid off 700 workers. Other major layoffs were in Orlando and Tampa. So far this year, Florida has had about 14,000 layoffs, compared to roughly 13,000 at the same time last year. Nationwide, planned job cuts announced by U.S.-based employers in June plunged 41% to around 31,000 layoffs. That's the lowest one-month total so far this year. And a report out this week by liberal think tank the Brookings Institution says more than a third of job listings in South Florida are looking for workers with skills in science, technology, engineering, or math, the STEM fields. Jonathan Rothwell is an associate fellow in the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program. He says STEM jobs aren't just in high demand.
STEM workers are paid significantly higher salaries than those in other fields. Typically, on average, you can do quite well with STEM skills, even if you don't have an advanced degree.
Rothwell says colleges in Florida need to graduate more STEM majors. In Miami, the average STEM job listing is up for at least 40 days compared to 2 days for non-STEM-related positions. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.